You want to tell me a little bit more about that? Maybe how that got started, or what the problem?
The county seat used to be up here at, years ago at Clintonville, or called Indigo, and then it somewhere else, and then they finally moved it. 1898, I believe it was 1898, at Elba. And that courthouse was built down there about 98, I think it was. And then later on, 1914, Enterprise got over the courthouse. Mm-hmm. But the county seat is at Elba. And we sitting here between Elba County around here, got new modern courthouses. We got these old courthouses. And the commissioners going out, put in, build a new courthouse before they went out. There's four commissioners got defeated. And they put in, try to get a jail. We need a jail. And when the Elba come in trying to get a courthouse and a jail, the Enterprise got busy. And so to build a two courthouses and two jails, Culpeper County just hadn't got the money to do it. We just borrowed enough money to build two courthouses and two jails. The interest on this money would be around $300,000, I mean. Yeah. And so our representative is going to try to get a bill passed that we vote and build a courthouse in the center of the county. And that's in New Brockton. We got the land. We got 55 acres of land that the county has to build anything we want. And this is right in the center of the county. Enterprise put in, going to try to put out a petition and get people to sign it to make the Enterprise the county seat. But they run up some kind of trouble. I don't know. People claim that, I've heard people talking about it, that they vote for coming to the center of the county but wouldn't vote for Enterprise.
Mm. Well, do you know anything about which community in Coffee County has been here the longest? Which one was established first? Is New Brockton any older than Enterprise, or?
No. The oldest community right around here is up at Clintonville, Alabama. It used to call it Indigo Head. Mm-hmm. That was a county seat. That's about 2 miles northeast of New Brockton. And then they changed the name to Clintonville. That's the oldest community I know all around here.
Where do you suppose New Brockton comes along there? Was it established later in Enterprise or Elba or before? Or?
Enterprise is just a little older than Brockton. Elba is older than Brockton. Used to be a big convict camp down here, boarded the convict camp about 2 miles down there, called a place called Richbury. And it's older than Brockton.
You call it Brockton. Was it ever called just Brockton?
Yeah. Brockton used to be across the railroad. Had several stores over there, and then Mr. Hugh bought a lot of land on this side and then started the town over here, and then it's called New Brockton. That's really called New Brockton. Yeah.
Did you say that you once served a term as mayor?
I served a term of three terms as mayor.
How long did the terms last?
4 years.
4 years?
I was councilman at large 20 years before I was mayor.
Mm-hmm. What's a councilman at large?
We've got four wards here and got a councilman each ward, and then have a councilman at large. He can run anywhere in the county, and then have the mayor.